You are welcome to take a deep, nourishing breath, or a few or more, as you feel is right for you. You may gently close your eyes. Keep connecting deeper into your being, into your heart, letting your mind rest, letting your thoughts rest, and sinking deeper into your heart. Allowing the energies of the sacredness that you just went through. Either you climbed Mount Sinai or you waited at the bottom. We were all there in that experience, sharing seen and unseen energies together in the multidimensional reality of who we truly are. Breathe. Allow your heart to open even further. There is truly no limit to how our heart can open. It is evening now, and we are sitting at the shores, at the golden beach and shores of the Gulf of Aqaba, near the city of Dahab. Coming down from the mountain and the desert and being so close to the water, pristine, blue, peaceful. Take yourself there for a moment and see it as a reflection of the purity, of the peacefulness, and also of the depth of your soul. Your neshama, your divinity that is immense without boundaries. See yourself in those waters right now. See yourself as part of all that is, of the ocean that you are, of all your experiences, of all your lifetimes. Breathe. Go there. Sense it. Allow for it more. Allow for it to come to you and from within you. There is no separation. There is only love. There is only beauty. There is only light. You come from light into every lifetime. And you live your life as you go through the challenges, as you go through the joys, as you go through in-between experiences. This is all our humanness, as our soul going through them. And then we go back into that pure source of light, and then we come back. But there is truly no going back, no going out. There is a oneness, a continuation. There is no beginning. There is no end. It is an endless, endless ocean of love. And we are so much loved now, as we are opening more and more into that immensity that is beyond the veil, but is truly here with us. We may not see it with our eyes, but we are feeling it in our hearts. As the entourage of the multitude of beings pouring into this space, loving us, standing by us, they're always here. This is your family. And they're always inside of you. There are no words for it. It is your being that knows how it feels. It is your being that calls for it. You made a decision long ago to be here, whether you knew it or not. And now you are. And you have, in some ways, and in even deeper ways, yesterday, you have taken the mantle of spirit when you climbed the mountain or where you waded. You have taken the mantle of spirit and you are not the same anymore. You are not the same. Breathe. Breathe deeper into your being. And know that all is well. Wherever you go, wherever you do, whatever decisions you make in your life, all is well. There is no judgment from spirit on any action you take in your life. The only judgments we have come from us. There is only love, unconditional, unconditional love.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you. We give thanks to Master Elon for such a wondrous meditation to bring you into that dreamy state. Eh? So now we give the opportunity to open your heart and connect with you. For those of you whom we have not encountered yet, we are Aronda. And we bring with us an entire council of beings of light, many of whom are from this part of the world and will continue to speak with you throughout. You know and understand, dearest beings of light, that your radiance is paving the way for the new energies of this planet to be here. Your focus, your illumination, is about bringing in the new energy, the new consciousness, falling through, as it would be. We've had many falls, including our vessel Marilyn fell the first day upon arrival. Little bruises here and there to remind her. But we want you to be aware that you are interdimensional while you are here. And that is why the consciousness is not quite aware that your body is on or off of the floor. You're not quite aware that the floor is moving up fast, quickly to meet with you, huh? We are still connected, huh? And in that energy, know and understand that the reason is we wish for you to be aware of your periphery. All the energy around you, there is something that is going on. There is something in that vibration on the outside edge. Also know and understand that sometimes when you are being ever so careful to help others, that is when you take a tumble yourself. Huh? Yes, that is what our vessel Marilyn did as she was turning back to warn others, watch this step, there was an even bigger hole in front of her. You know, they say to put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then look around. And there is a reason for that. Yes, you are moving into new dimensional realms, dearest beings of light. You are moving into new energies. Each day you will encounter wisdom that you did not know was possible. Each day you will encounter that essence, that energy that moves you forward. And as that energy moves you forward, there will be times in this day that we ask you to simply be. And that is all. And we know that this is a difficult time, difficult thing sometimes with a schedule. However, we have also seen evidence that it is possible. I ever saw Marilyn for the first time in maybe many years, took a day today to just be. She was still in her jammies at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. She does not want us to tell you that, but too late. And then there were lots of opportunities for her to go out here and go out there and go get this and go get that. And we asked her to simply go to the water and stand in it, into the sea, and just be. For you see, when you are still, then your guides come from your heart and radiate out. And your consciousness can connect with that. But when you are moving all about and running here and running there, thinking that you have to do something because time is limited, know that it is not. So when you get that moment to be standing in the middle of the Red Sea, or be sitting on a bus heading back to Cairo, or B, climbing into the pyramids, or B, going to another temple, take a few moments to just be and to absorb and receive the information that this sacred ground has for you. Our first transmission was from the Master Yeshua outside of a church. Synagogue, in between the Coptic and the synagogue, the Coptic Christian and the synagogue. How perfect is that? Oh. Dearly beloveds, this land, this energy is your land. We started and began with you. And we brought you back to the place of your heart. The Egyptians, they got the cross correct. Huh? They took the element of torture, which was the cross, and made it equal. And made little emblems on the ends that represent you, your heart, me, and all that is. It is also the key of life. That is what we wanted to add to our transmission of the other day. That key of life is connecting you. There's lots of symbolism that goes along with that. And know and understand, as you carry that emblem of an equal life, you are carrying the key of light. And as that key of light is unlocking your soul, there will be aspects of you that you left here maybe 3 or 4 or 5,000 years ago. When they arise, I ask you to breathe into them. Do not question. You may see something or touch some stone somewhere or look down and see something in the sand beneath your feet. And all of a sudden, emotion will come through you. All of a sudden, your heart is pounding. As that comes through, I ask you, dearly beloveds, to breathe into it and to receive that essence of you that you left here many years ago. For it is still a part of you. For some, it may have meant the slavery, the exit from Egypt. For some, it may be a new beginning. It may be the resurrection of your soul. For all, it will be the change. Remember, dearly beloveds, everything that was yesterday is no more today. Tomorrow is a new time. Tomorrow is your soul's essence of radiant energy that is coming to you and coming through you. Tomorrow, as you are looking inside, as you are watching the rocks, the mountains, the sand, the military, the houses with no people in them, ask yourself, what does this mean to you? What is yours to take away? Some of you have been up the mountain. Most of you have been up the mountain and come down. The little band of 13 who stayed back to hold the space are also transformed by their own wisdom. And the essence of that which you are. I implore you, breathe into yourself in this journey. It has only just begun. Breathe into yourself and allow yourself to simply be. And know that sometimes our creature comforts may be taking the back seat. That is so you can grow through your soul. Because we're disengaging in the mind to question and think about everything that is happening, and we are engaging in your heart. So as we help you expand in your heart, remember who you are. Remember who you have been. Remember the wisdom that you have experienced. Remember the passages of time that you have trudged along in the sand. And then forget it all. And be here right now. You don't need to tumble into another dimensional realm to be here right now. The dimensions will come to you. You will see, sense, feel, hear things that you did not know were possible. Some in your dreams, some in your vision as your waking hours, some in a feeling or a message that you will have to another. Bring that message to them. Remember, you are the ones we have been waiting for. So, dearest beings of light, trust yourself. Trust your love. Trust your wisdom. Trust your guidance. Whenever you are saying, who's talking here, huh? It matters not. It's just your ego that wants to know. Let your ego go. Tell your ego, thank you very much. It's been a nice day. Now be quiet. And allow yourself to be present. We love you deeply. We bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I want to take just a moment here to give you a perspective of where you are. I'd like to tie it in to something that is happening to some in the group. I want to make a clearer picture for you of the profundity of where you sit. Dear ones, in the last 22 years, something incredible has happened in science. Science has now shown and proved, even with the measurements of satellite data, that consciousness on this planet changes physical things. Consciousness changes physical things. And that opens the door for things that have been so esoteric in the past to suddenly become believable. And one of them is this. We started telling you many years ago about something that is esoteric to the planet, not physical, called the crystalline grid. Let me tell you about it yet again. It is an esoteric grid that remembers human consciousness and emotion. It's placed here for you so that the places that things happen will have meaning, and that when there are times where you can actually place a consciousness on this grid, that's coming, that you can enhance places just by consciousness. However, that's not what I'm going to talk about. This esoteric grid is something that has been eye-rolling to so many who have said, well, yes, that's just another one of those Kryon things. We believe it when we see it. Well, dear ones, it has been seen so many times. It has been felt so many times. Let me take you yet again to something I mentioned before. When you stand in the middle of a battlefield, an ancient one or a current one, those who are sensitive feel something. And you have to ask yourself, even the scientist, how? How does a battle, perhaps hundreds of years ago or even 25 years ago, influence consciousness that you would feel something? Or you might go to a dark place suddenly, or you might even cry. There is no explanation except the one I just gave you. The crystalline grid of remembrance has placed those things in the dirt, literally, so that you feel something. Let's talk about that. So many here in this group come from pristine lands. Not all of you, but many, most. Any North American here, any Australian here, is on pristine land. And when I say pristine land, when you compare it to this land, or the Mediterranean land, or Europe, you are on pristine land. Think of the battles and the history and the ancients and all the things that have happened here and in Europe compared to where you are. And why I say that is because some will come and say, well, I'm not really a sensitive person. Really? Well, maybe you've just never stepped on anything that would trigger your sensitivity like this. Maybe you've lived in your land and realized, well, there's been some battles there, but nothing like this. Not layers and layers and layers. What happens when a human dies? I won't really say inappropriate death, but it is. All death is appropriate and timed. And we have said this before, there's no chance. And yet, inappropriate death is what a mother will say when her son dies at 25 or 18. And that death, dear ones, in a battlefield, triggers a chain of sorrow that can go around this planet when the mothers know and the relatives know. And then their friends know, and then they project it and it goes on, and there's sorrow after sorrow. That's one death. Think of the consciousness that is disturbed by the one death. Now amplify it to 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000. What if I told you that the land here, the Gulf of Aqaba, has seen such things? Think of where you are. Have you even looked at a map? Have you seen the surrounding countries, how close they are together? Have you seen the pristineness of this place? What about the strategic implications of this Gulf and the one next to it? Four major countries are here, just right here. That's not including then the ones next to them on the other side of the Mediterranean. Do you realize how important this place is? And what might have happened here will start your history, dear ones. The name, Gulf of Aqaba, that's very recent. It's had three other names. Depending upon the civilizations, and I don't mean the ones you don't know, I mean yours, the cultures that have fought in this area over this land, the ancients did, the currents did. Do you know what happened here that was of tremendous significance in World War I? Do you know the death that happened here? Do you know the suffering of the mothers because of it that happened here? Can you imagine what this land may carry? This is where the Six-Day War was, dear ones. I don't know what that means to you, but it means a lot to some here. That's what happened here. Just to the south, there was a major thrust, Six-Day War. Today, you look at countries at peace with each other, some with paper to show it, some with not. But it wasn't that way a little while ago. So suddenly, you come from your pristine land, and you drive here, and you come to a resort, which sure looks good, doesn't it? And layers and layers and layers and layers underneath your feet reflect so much sorrow, so many battles, and you feel it. You may not think you're a sensitive person, but you are. Old souls react to these kinds of things. Now, what I want to tell you as I end this channel, I want everyone to hear, anyone who listens to this, the fourth channel in Egypt. There's the question, well, what do you do, Kryon, about such a thing? You're going to walk into places that are going to make you feel bad. What, do you just not go there? Here is what you're missing. that the consciousness of an old soul, a light person, a person who knows who they are and is at peace with the Creator, that kind of a person may not realize you've got tools. And those tools, after the shift of 2012, I'm going to call tools of significant light. Tools of significant light. Where you walk, you start to change the feelings of the crystalline grid. There'll come a day when you can change the grid itself. But right now, if you want to erase all of this for you, I want you to think for a moment what you could do. The first is want to know where you are. Every place on this planet you walk, tourist, take a look at a map and then look at the history. And if you're feeling any of these things because of the layers of sorrow and battle that have happened in the past, here is what I'm going to ask you to do and say, Dear Spirit, thank you that I am light and that I am here in 2019 with peace around me. Thank you, Spirit, that there is hope for the planet and I am it. Thank you, Spirit, that wherever I walk, the sorrow will recede from me so that if enough of us walk here someday, never these things will be felt again. That you're healing the land with the thinking that you have of being one with the creative source. God inside is real. That's who created you. That is where your seed of soul came from, dear ones. It didn't go away when you were born. This is where you actually manifest the light. This is what you do. This is why you're here. Do you think it's an accident you came to this gulf? You can go from this place in the morning. Time isn't important. Because you've been here, you can send this long distance. Did you know that? It's only long distance to you because it's linear. You can send it long distance to anywhere on the planet instantly. The healing light of your tool, old soul. Significant light, significant tools. So if you start to feel insensitivity, these things at all, I want you to take a deep breath and smile. Raise your hand. Thank you, Spirit, that I am part of the solution. And that's why I'm here. And if tears roll down your cheeks, it's going to be tears of joy and celebration of what you're doing. Take these words and use them. And so it is.